855-453. You can call in about anything you want. That's 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And we have been talking so far about a variety of topics. Last we had a caller about intellectual property, and we talked a little bit about dirty bingo. So if you have something to say about those, give us a call. Otherwise, Mark, you have a story about somebody who was put in a mental ward for cursing?
It's a really odd situation going here from ColumbiaSpectator.com in a story written by Abby Abrams. After cursing at a professor during a Spanish final, former Columbia Juilliard student Oren Englinder was involuntarily committed to St. Luke's Hospital and kept there against his will for 30 days, according to a lawsuit he filed against the university this month. On January the 17th, Englinder filed suit in the Southern District of New York federal court claiming that Columbia and Continuum Health Partners, the organization that owns St. Luke's, falsely arrested and imprisoned him. The complaint also says that Continuum Health and four doctors involuntarily medicated him over the course of his hospitalization, which occurred in December 2010. So it's been a little while since this happened.
I wasn't aware that you could lock somebody up, an adult, in a mental institution.
Not for more than, like, 3 days or something.
Right. Like, when you told me the title of this story, I was for sure that it was a high school, because that sounds like something they would do.
But, you have to wonder. I mean, there have to be people out there that the court can certainly commit them beyond a period like
right.
that, like a judge could. But it does seem really strange that 30 days, and I haven't heard anything about a judge in this story. The claim names Columbia and current former administrators as defendants, as well as Continuum, St. Luke's doctors. According to the complaint, Englinder became angry after Spanish professor Ruth Borgman gave him an unfairly low grade on a final project after, and he called her the B-word in front of his class during the final exam. He emailed Senior Associate Dean of Academic Affairs, Hazel May, to say that he was sorry and explained that he was being unfairly graded. But she told him to see a psychologist, it says. The complaint says that May directed Stephanie Nixon, and the then director of residential programs, to visit Englinder's dorm room. She did so at 12:30 in the morning, accompanied by campus security officers who unlocked the door. When Englinder resisted, Nixon called the New York Police Department, and three officers handcuffed Englinder and escorted him to the hospital.
That seems a little over the top.
Yeah, can you imagine just somebody coming right into your room? I mean, it's their room ultimately,
right.
But you are renting it from them.
Yeah, and I could see. First of all, I find it strange that a teacher wouldn't be willing to accept an apology. I mean, is this the first person that's ever called you a bad word?
Well, this wasn't. He didn't actually apologize to the teacher. He apologized to like
okay.
the dean of
something. But I'm trying to if I was the teacher, I can imagine kicking them out of the class. But I could also imagine giving them a chance to make good first. Like, okay, were you having a bad day? Let's have a conversation about this. Do you really feel this way? Do you want to continue this class? It seems like there's a more appropriate way to handle this than police officers, or you said campus security, but usually they're with the police,
right? It wasn't too long before the police showed up.
Yeah.
So, and another thing that kind of makes me wonder, this seems like 2010 seems like it's before the Jared Loughner situation down in, it was in Arizona, with the Gabby Giffords, the guy who shot Gabby Giffords, and a variety of other people, none of whom I can name besides the Congress critter. And, when you think about this guy, I guess they were hyper-vigilant is what it seems like, so he's displaying some kind of antisocial behavior, using the B-word in front of
yeah,
a bunch of people when he gets a bad grade.
If this is something that happened once and is not that common, it could just be a bad day. I've certainly I've done stupid things
yeah.
and said things that I didn't mean when I was angry.
Yeah.
This
doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it would seem like it would have to be sort of ongoing crazy behavior
right.
to make it, acceptable in any way, shape, or form. He arrived at St. Luke's. When he arrived at St. Luke, Unglinger was interviewed by a series of psychiatrists, and he refused to answer their questions, the complaint said. When he tried to leave, the three doctors tackled him and forcibly injected him with the drug Haldol.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Now, as I understand, they can hold you for like 72 hours.
Yeah.
But beyond that, what's the... What can they do?
What do you know? What the legality of injecting you with drugs? Because I know that they can hold you, but are they really just allowed to dose you with drugs?
I think that they have a real problem in this lawsuit. Is what I think.
That is scary.
Although he asked to leave repeatedly over the course of his month-long hospitalization.
Was he able to contact his parents and let them know where he was? I mean, if he was staying in a dorm, to me that sounds like he's a freshman. Mm-hmm. That's just a guess, but usually freshmen stay
Could
in dorms.
Be.
Maybe sophomores stay in dorms, and then usually as you get older, you move out. And usually freshmen in college dorms are pretty close with their parents. Was he able to call his parents? Did his parents have any idea that this was going on?
His with his last name and it seems like he might be from Germany is what my thought is. But his twin brother tried to check him out of the hospital and the hospital wouldn't release him to him. Also, he attempted to go in front of a court. The doctors wouldn't release him. He eventually requested a court date to challenge the hospitalization, but the appearance did not result in his release. Instead, he remained at St. Luke's until doctors released him on January 21st. He took a year and a half away from school when Columbia refused to let him return, and he's now a student at Ohio State. He declined to comment, as did, everybody else.
Right.
So, it's very interesting that they can just... I think that this would be horrible. I mean, what if
right.
I did something in my life and for whatever reason they decided to lock me up for 30 days?
This
Most people can't handle this in their lives. Try
no,
to think
I would
a,
lose my job.
Right. You're going to lose your job. So if you lose your job, then how far are you? Would you be able to pay your next month's rent?
I would be able to pay a couple months.
Okay,
rent,
that's good. That's excellent. But don't forget you'd have to pay your power bill and everything to be able to stay on. Somebody would have to get that checkbook to be able to write those checks for you.
Well, and that's a problem.
You got a pet?
I do have a pet.
Okay, so somebody's got to take care of the pet.
And if I live in Watertown, New York, nobody can live with me. So.
That's a problem. I think that a lot of Americans are living hand to mouth when a paycheck to paycheck is what
it's
they call
common.
It. And so I can imagine a lot of people losing their apartment, therefore losing the stuff in the apartment. So basically everything they own, because what do you do as a landlord with a tenant who hasn't paid their rent in 30 days? You probably could get caught up. Probably,
yeah.
But it would still it's going to throw your life into a tailspin because where's your job?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. I always think about this, like, I do not want to get arrested because...
Who would want that?
Right, but it's something that's kind of a concern up here because it happens frequently, and I don't put myself in those situations because I don't, with the civil disobedience, mm-hmm. because I don't want to get arrested. But I'm just thinking right now... I finally, and it has taken a long time, but I finally have my dream job. If I have to have a job, I have the best job I could possibly ever have. And I get paid well, and I actually enjoy being there, and it's a unique position that I couldn't get just any old place. And I love my boss, and I just imagine that, gosh, if I lost my job, I wouldn't be able to find something like it, at least not right away, and I would be really, really bummed about that. I wouldn't make as much money, and I would have to start working my way up again towards that, and that would just really ruin
my life. You better not call
life.
Your professor the B word, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent, this is a chilling effect on speech. I mean, if this is true
right.
for professors, this is true for, what, police officers, crossing guards, public bureaucrats? I mean, if they could just toss you into a mental hospital for 30 days just for cussing.
Yeah, this is crazy. Has this lady never been called a dirty word before?
Somebody explain it to me. Maybe I'm listening. Maybe I'm thinking about this in the wrong way. I don't get it.
Yeah, if you think this is okay or you want to talk about anything else, 855-453. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523.
There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and make liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you want, 855-453. And it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And we have been talking tonight about a lot of different topics, but first, Mark has something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about Bitcoin. So, you know, in this Bitcoin ad, I thought what I'd do is answer some of the questions that I get regarding Bitcoins. I'm just going to answer one of them tonight, but... you know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about Bitcoins. They're getting a lot of news around the world. They're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency made for the Internet. And they've gotten news in Forbes and Christian Science Monitor and all kinds of financial news agencies and things like that have reported on Bitcoins. Even the European Central Bank has said that they might be a threat. So that's big news. But, you know, what if you don't know that much about Bitcoins, and you think, well, is it a scam? Is it even real? you know, how do I know they're not going to, say, fold overnight? And I think that's a really great question. You know, like, it's a fundamental question. And first off, it's an open source currency. That means that anybody can review the code. Look, I can't review code.
Me neither.
But I do know some people who can, and they absolutely are thoroughly invested in Bitcoin and believe in it very strongly. And I think that that's, in and of itself, a strong recommendation. Now, you don't know the people that I know, but I'm telling you, I went out and took a big loan against my house. It was $10,000. For me, that's a lot of money. And I can imagine that's a lot of money for just about anybody, you know, just about everybody, hopefully. The 99%, yeah. It's a big chunk of change. And I'm certainly part of the 99%. And that's because I believe that thoroughly. I took a piece of my home and put it in Bitcoins. So, yeah.
Well, you made some money recently then, because they have gone up in value recently quite a bit.
Right. I bought in at $950, and with that $10,000 that we're talking about, and they're at $2,450 today. So there's been a big jump. And, you know, so I don't think that they're going to fold over. I don't think they can fold overnight. They're a commodity. There are currently 11 million of these. There's going to be a total of 21 million by the time they're done. They exist online, and there's only going to be as many as there are. So it's a commodity. Where's it going to go? I mean, it is valuable in the sense that it can't be, you know, the code can't be cracked. So it's valuable in the sense that people can send and receive money without having to pay any fees.
Yeah, I think what I like about them is if for some reason I ever had to leave the country, which I'm certainly not planning on, but I like the idea that, you know, I have this money set aside to where if I had to flee for some reason, or, you know, for some reason my bank account became worthless, you know, with the Federal Reserve and all of those issues, I would have this money available, you know, anywhere. I could just leave and I would have this money available. It's not at a bank.
You don't have to shove your pockets full of dollars,
yep,
or have solid gold Krugerrands on you. It's just out there in the ether.
Yep.
So if you want to find out more about Bitcoins, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All righty. So we've got a story here tonight, and unfortunately there's no shortage of these types of stories. Epileptic man mistaken for drug abuser beaten by Indianapolis police.
Yeah, a lot of times it'll be people in diabetic shock, too. That's a pretty common one. Because people in diabetic shock really do seem like they're really, really drunk. And there's been a whole bunch of stories out there where cops just feel like the best way to handle this is to, you know, smash the car window in, drag that person out through the car window, and beat them to sleep.
Right. Well, right off the bat, just in the title, I have a problem with this, because they're basically saying that if he had been a drug abuser, so someone who's high, then it would have been okay to have beat this man. It's only a problem because he happened to be having seizures.
Right. I mean, you know, certainly you shouldn't just be beating somebody
right.
who's on drugs either. I suppose one can say that the drugs are illegal, so, you know, sort of more acceptable. But,
well, people don't tend to feel bad, I think, for drug addicts. They say, oh, well, you shouldn't have been on drugs. Like,
right.
Sucks to be you. But for me, it's just such a deeper moral question. Why are the police beating anybody who didn't come after them violently?
Well, that's what's going on with this Christopher Dorner character out in California, who I guess is still out there somewhere,
really?
You know, on the run from the law after killing three civilians. Now the you know, the Los Angeles police responding with killing more. They, I mean, you know, this guy's complaint, among others, was that he saw somebody kicking a suspect in the face and the gut who was, you know, being handcuffed. There was no reason for that behavior.
Yeah.
And it does make one wonder. This guy ultimately is drummed out of the police force for this and other behaviors. None of them, from what I can tell, sound like the reason that I would want a police officer to be drummed out of the force. But we've had all kinds of stories of police officers that do stand up for what sounds right to me, and they get drummed out of the force.
Yeah.
So what does that tell the rest of the police officers that might stand up? Is shut up.
Yeah.
And it seems like they do shut up.
It is scary. This is from ABC Indianapolis. A seizure patient has filed a lawsuit against the Indianapolis Metropolis Police Department, claiming officers beat and arrested him after mistaking his symptoms for being high on drugs. See? Right there. Why are you beating a man for being high on drugs? I would like to know. If you are a police officer and you could explain this to me, why you would think this is okay, why you would participate in this.
Or just explain why somebody would beat somebody on drugs. I can see if somebody's violent, reacting violently.
But that really has nothing to do with drugs. If you're violent, you're violent. You can be violent sober, you can be violent drunk, you can be violent on bath salts or whatever other drugs. Like, the drugs are not the important part of the equation. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Did they ever find out about that bath salt guy eating somebody's face? Was he...
You know, I've been following it, and... Oh, you mean the guy who ate face?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He just had marijuana in his system. so they blamed it on bath salts, and it was just marijuana. And then there was another story. I don't think we read it on the air, but there most recently in Florida, there was a gentleman who did a strange home attack. He pooped on someone's floor, among other foul activities.
He was also masturbating.
Yes.
He was completely
in the living
nude.
Room, dodging bullets.
He's been shot at a couple of times.
One of my favorite stories of all time. But I've been following that because they did do a talk screen. I've been following that, trying to get sort of the follow-up on what he was on. And all I've seen so far is meth, but I haven't actually seen the news that has said that. That's just what people are claiming, so I don't know about that yet.
Sounds like a mental illness issue. Go on with this story.
Anyway, in his federal civil rights lawsuit, Randy Lynn of Indianapolis claimed he suffered an epileptic seizure after shoveling snow from a sidewalk in the 2500 block of West Washington Street on February 2nd, 2011. He fell to the ground and suffered a bloody nose, prompting paramedics to be called. When IMPD officers arrived, Lynn's lawsuit claims that officers immediately assumed that he was intoxicated. He accused Officer Timothy Huddleston of forcing him back to the ground during a struggle, and then Officer Nathan Chalice is accused of using a taser to jolt him 3 times during his arrest.
Hmm. And this is a guy who's just having a diabetic seizure?
That's correct. So, 855-453, call in about this or anything else you like. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your...
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Call in about anything you want. That's 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
And Mark's got something to tell you about.
Yeah, BitInstant.com. I was just telling you about Bitcoins, and what I didn't tell you is how to get them. This is really the difficulty when it comes to Bitcoins. Everybody's hearing about them, but how do you get them? BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to get your Bitcoins. You go to BitInstant.com, and you can use it, by the way, in all around the world. They've got more than a million locations that you can use to deposit money.
I'm surprised how many locations there are in our teeny little town of Keene, New Hampshire.
How many are there? Dozens?
There are, yeah, there's many. Yeah. I mean, every grocery store, CVS, Walmart, there must be at least 12.
That's a lot for a place the size of Keene.
Yeah, there's not 12 of anything in Keene.
And so you can do this, like I said, around the world, including your computer at home, depending on how you want to do it. Just go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. They've got lots of different options and, you know, available in many places around the world. Where your account is, explain that to them, and then make your deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com. Obviously, you're going to have to read up a little bit on Bitcoins. If you haven't done that yet, go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com. We've got some links there for you. But when you're ready to get them, go to BitInstant.com.
I love BitInstant. I have been using it for probably a year now, and I use it often.
Well, how do you get your Bitcoins? Do you just get them like once a week or something?
Yeah, once a week I put a small percentage of my paycheck away for Bitcoins, and I on my lunch break I
is that
go
your
over
only
and,
savings?
No, I have cash savings as well. Okay. And I have like a 401k and stuff like that. But I like the Bitcoins because they're easy. You know, they're easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about gold and silver, and I know there's not, you know, a lot to know, but I don't have anything like that currently, and I think that investing in lots of different ways is definitely a wise idea.
I like the idea of being in both precious metals and Bitcoins.
Found Bitcoins to be they're growing in value.
Yes,
and
that's nice, right?
They're easy for me to get right now. So
and it's the only
it's
thing going
I
up. I mean, there's nothing else out there that's going up.
Right.
So, you know, Bitcoins.
Yeah, but BitInstant, I'm a huge fan. I think it's the easiest way to get Bitcoins.
I think that I think it's a good idea to be offset a bit with precious metals.
Yeah,
but, you
I agree. I'm not really knowledgeable in that area, and it's something that I need to get more involved in. But I do have some things. Anyway, we've been talking about a man who had an epileptic seizure while shoveling snow. The paramedics were called, and for some reason, police officers were involved too. Now, when you call 911, does it automatically call police officers as well?
Which sometimes is really the answer.
It's whoever they dispatch, I guess. Okay, so they immediately assumed that this gentleman was intoxicated because he fell down and had a bloody nose from a seizure. He accuses Officer Timothy Huddleston of forcing him back to the ground during a struggle, and then Officer Nathan Chalice is accused of using a taser to jolt him 3 times during his arrest.
You know, one of the possibilities here is that if somebody called this in, that they said, you know, I don't know what's happening with this guy, but he seems to be, you know, he's got a bloody nose and he's acting weird out there. You know, if they gave him the impression that there might be a problem, police will be called. Police are always called when it's a motor vehicle situation. But, you know, for instance, I had a situation where, I happened to be there when a guy pulled up in a car who had been gored by a bison. Don't ask me how this happened to me, but I stayed with him and made sure he didn't go into shock or whatever, and the ambulance showed up, and it was just the ambulance. The police never came. You know, once it was taken care of, I went on, and then I called him back later and found out about him. But
I think this is kind of sad, and I don't know if this is actually true or if this is just kind of how I envision the good old days or what, but I feel like, at least for me, I don't really know my neighbors. Do you know your neighbors
well?
Sure,
yeah.
Okay, maybe it's an adult thing. Maybe you're just older than I or whatever. I feel like back in the day, people used to know their neighbors more.
I think there's a lot of value in knowing your neighbors.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you mentioned the neighbors possibly calling the police, and I feel like a neighbor should know that you have epilepsy.
It could be. Maybe they'd know, and maybe they wouldn't.
Right.
I mean, certainly, there's... Actually, I've known my neighbors in just about every house I've lived in. I always want to, I want to keep on good relations with these people, so I go and, meet them relatively quickly.
I wait.
In my case, if I had some kind of trouble at my house now, there's no way the neighbors would ever know. I mean, there could be a, my wife could go on a killing rampage and, it just being a normal day out in my town where people are shooting guns. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
They shoot them in the morning. They shoot them in the evening. They shoot them at night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Continuing on, Lynn also accuses the officers of striking him in the head several times while shocking him with a taser in the neck, the lower back, and his leg. Yeah, I don't understand why they would see a high person and think that they should shoot them with a taser and hit them over the head and...
Well, he could have been, if he's having an epileptic seizure here, he could have been not... compliant in the way that they wanted him to be, like he was shaking and moving and stuff like that. I mean, I've had a situation where, somebody was having a seizure in front of me and you're supposed to put the spoon in their mouth, or at least you were at that time.
Yeah.
Somebody said, put a spoon in their mouth. So I was like, okay.
I've only seen a seizure happen one time. I was in middle school and a kid in class had one, and it was pretty scary.
Yeah, it's scary. But that person, if you were trying to handcuff them, would seem like they were struggling, wouldn't
right.
they?
Sure. I mean, sure. Well, I feel like it's a little different than struggling, though. I feel like it's obvious that something is really wrong, right? And if you couldn't pick up on that, maybe you should not be a police officer.
I'm trying to figure out whether you're still supposed to put a spoon in the mouth of a person having a seizure.
The man's sister, who works nearby, tried to advise officers that he was suffering from epilepsy and not under the influence of drugs, but the lawsuit says officers ignored her. See, that irritates me. Also, so this wasn't the instance of just a man having a seizure and the cops were completely clueless. His sister, who should know, was demanding that they stop because he was having a seizure, and they were like, meh, whatever, we'll just keep beating him.
I think to some extent police are trained not to pay attention to what's going on around them, to what people are saying, because they'll be fed all kinds of disinformation by... either the subject or the subject's contemporaries there.
If you think that this is okay, they could have arrested him without beating him.
You think that they could just put some handcuffs on somebody.
Take him in, give him a test, realize you're a jerk and you're wrong.
Yeah, just as I suspected, by the way, don't go shoving spoons in the mouths of people who are having seizures.
Oh, that's not accurate anymore?
No.
The man's sister, Lynn was booked into jail on charges of resisting arrest, public intoxication, and a felony count of disarming a police officer. Public intoxication, don't they have to do a test? to verify that
apparently not
you are publicly intoxicated? If you think this is okay, if you're a police officer and you could justify this in any way, well, if you...
It sounds like confusion, but the problem is that... So if this happened 3 decades ago, it's just not going to make any kind of news. It's not going to make any kind of splash. But now with the internet and, you know, the way these the compounding of police brutality stories with all the videos that are out there, people are beginning to believe them. I didn't used to be one of these people. I mean, I remember 10 years ago sitting in a sauna at a gym talking to somebody about these issues, and I'm like, yeah, screw them, hit them in the head, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you think that police brutality has increased?
I think only awareness of it. Actually,
really?
I think it's decreased. I think that awareness of it has increased, and that you know, that what you've got going on here with the with these people is that people are beginning to see and understand these things. These police need to be educated on the issue of the difference between somebody on drugs and somebody who's having an epileptic seizure.
Yeah.
And if you even in that circumstance. You can't go hitting them in the head
yeah.
if they don't need to be hit in the head. I'm not saying there's never a time when a suspect subject doesn't need to be hit in the head, but you look really bad when you're just going and having somebody who's having a medical condition and you're pounding their face into the pavement.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. What do you think about this? Give us a call, 855-453. We've got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiPo absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? more well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're listening to Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call about anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Julia here with you.
And Mark.
We've been talking about this story where a man is having an epileptic seizure and was beaten by police. You have something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to real quick to remind people about archives.freetalklive.com. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and we have archives for free going back for like 6 years, where, you know, other radio programs out there are going to charge you for, I think they're news shows, and maybe a couple of months' worth of archives or whatever will be available to you. Free Talk Live gives them to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com.
Right, it's always been that way, too.
Yeah, we've always, you know, we want people to listen to Free Talk Live.
I have to say that if you want to be entertained, you definitely want to go back and you want to listen to the earlier shows. Like, Ian is entertaining because his views have certainly changed.
Yes.
But, Mark, you are that's some comedy gold right there. Your positions have changed drastically over the years.
Yeah, you can go. What you're mentioning is really old episodes of Free Talk Live.
But those are available, right?
They are available at archives.freetalklive.com. Now, they are available in a torrent form,
right.
So you're going to have to torrent them, but it's relatively easy. Even I can figure it out. So if you wanted to go do that, you can do it at archives.freetalklive.com. We have available for you the last, like, 6 years in MP3 form, but if you want the torrents, you've got to go back and get them, the other way. So
right.
I'm trying to look here at the website. I guess it's season one and season two under uTorrent.
Yes, so if you want to hear more of Mark
and
be thoroughly entertained by his old school viewpoints.
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
It's archives.freetalklive.com. All right, so like I said, we've been talking about this story where a man having a seizure was beaten by police officers because they thought he was intoxicated, and I asked the question.
They charged him with public intoxication.
They did. They charged
resisting.
Him with resisting arrest and disarming an officer, which I don't really understand that.
Maybe he rolled around and pulled the taser out of the guy's hand. I don't know.
I'm right.
By the way, they say that I was watching a YouTube video, and they say that the best way to handle a taser is spin at the waist.
Really?
Spin at the waist, because somehow or another, it just the barbs won't stick into you that way or something. That's
unfortunately, I think in those situations, you're not really prepared to take a taser. It's shocking, and I can't imagine that you're thinking about what you should be doing at that moment. You're probably just in absolute fear and shock.
Sure, I'm just telling you what I saw on YouTube.
Yes, exactly. So before we went to break, I asked the question, do you think, Mark, that this is more common, this sort of police brutality? Do you think it's more common than it used to be?
And I think it's a really good question because for one, we've got a lot. There have been increases in the police force. You've got sort of this pre-Nixonian police force, which was much smaller. And then Nixon starts the war on drugs.
Yes.
There's a big hiring of police officers.
The war
increase.
On drugs has definitely had a humongous impact on the police force in America.
Yep. And now this case likely wouldn't matter because, you know, police would probably treat intoxicated people the way they treat intoxicated people, whether the war on drugs existed or not. So, I mean, the police might. Yeah, they might in some places have to deal with more intoxicated people. Certainly in other places they'd have to deal with fewer of them. We've seen in Europe with decriminalization that drug use is actually diminished, especially among kids. That's what a lot of people want. You know, it becomes less costly to deal with, that kind of thing. But under Nixon, there was an increase in cops. Under Reagan, with Nancy Reagan's Say No to Drugs campaign, there was an increase. Under Clinton, there was an increase. And I believe post 9/11, there was another increase.
Right.
So there have been a lot of increases in the police force. And I've been told by police. I remember specifically this one guy that Ian and I met. I don't know if you met him, Julia, but this guy was a police officer trainer. He worked, you know, with some departments training police officers, and there have been a handful of people in my life that I've stood next to and just kind of felt that aura, like, this person's a real badass. And this guy absolutely was. He was very kind, but I just, you know, I could feel in the way he moved and the way he stood that this guy could at any moment just go ahead and kick my butt
right.
if he wanted to.
Sure.
And, you know, what he was talking about is that he felt that the recruits are just getting worse and worse over time.
Right. Well, I know that they're recruiting a lot of military, ex-military people.
He felt that they were coming from lots of different areas, but yes, they are certainly taking lots of ex-military, and I guess that they'll follow orders or whatever. I don't know what the answer
right.
is. But a lot of police officers have told me that they feel like the new guys just aren't as good as they used to be. And
sure.
I use guys in a unisex kind of way. And I wonder, you know, maybe the old guys felt that was the way that these guys were talking when they felt that
kids
way.
Kids these days.
Right, kids these days, that kind of thing. And I don't know the answer. But it would seem like if there were more police that there would be more brutality.
Yeah. I also feel like there's more fear in the air just as the years go on. Post 9/11, people are more scared of potential terrorists and things like that.
People on airplanes have just individual passengers have actually killed people on airplanes.
Really?
If they thought there was one person that was like smothered post 9/11 because they were trying to get him you know to stop acting weird. Like, you know, people with mental illnesses on airplanes right
yeah.
after the 9/11 situations, they've been beaten up by passengers and all
yeah.
kinds of things. So the public was pretty skittish there for a few years back when everybody had American flags in their cars and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that, actually. It's pretty cheesy time.
Well, you know, people come together.
I get it.
Yeah.
So with that, I kind of feel
there was
like
a poll, by the way. I'm sorry, I didn't interrupt
okay.
you. There was a poll that came out about the competency in government, and it was interesting. The people's belief in the competency of government was diminishing, and then 9/11 hit, and their belief in government jumped up like 17 points or something.
Wow.
And then has been diminishing since then, and
right.
now at the lowest level it has ever been since it's been recorded.
Interesting. So, like, with that, I feel like if people are more afraid of this, it kind of makes police brutality a little more justifiable. It makes it so that
sure.
people don't feel as outraged, perhaps, because, like, you know, we just got to be prepared. It could have been a terrorist. You don't know. Just let police do whatever they want, because we just got to be prepared, right?
Right?
That sort of attitude. So in a lot of ways, I feel like it's more justifiable than it used to be. On the other hand, I get what you were saying before the break. You mentioned that, you know, today with the internet, we have access to these stories. And I think, you know, I don't think the average person comes across these stories like you and I do, because, you know, you have to search for show prep on a daily basis, and
right.
I do it on a weekly basis, and so I really follow these news stories, and I see them all the time.
Right, police brutality. I mean, if we did just a police brutality show, there's no way we would ever get through all the show prep. If we did one segment a night on each individual story, we'd never have really much of a chance for any commentary or anybody calling in on a particular story.
Yep.
I mean, this thing that's going on with Chris Dorner, people being killed just with mistaken identity, people going around Los Angeles with T-shirts that say, "Not Chris Dorner, do not shoot.
I know. I've seen some pretty interesting internet memes.
You know, I mean, they're shooting white guys, bald guys. And people with women, people who look nothing like this dude, just shooting up vehicles. In some cases, they're missing completely. How do you have a police force that's there to protect you that can fire 30 rounds into a vehicle and not kill two people that are in the vehicle?
I don't know. And I think that what's most terrifying about this is not that it happens as much as that nothing happens to these people. They're not held accountable, which I think is definitely part of the problem. It's part of the reason why this happens more often is because they can get away with it. You can just fire your weapon as a police officer willy-nilly, and, you know, the most trouble that you'll get in, you might get administrative leave, or I guess the worst-case scenario, you could get fired. But you rarely see stories where these cops are held to the same standards that you or I would be held if we were just going around beating people or shooting people.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine where the situation with the L.A. police officers shooting up this truck because they thought it was Dorner in there. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like if I shot up a vehicle because I thought somebody who had done something bad to my family was in there. And, you know, I shoot up a vehicle where somebody completely innocent is, I'd be spending the rest of my life in prison.
Yeah.
These police officers, I haven't even heard their names yet.
Yeah, definitely. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. What do you think about this topic we're talking about? Is police brutality more common? You can call in and talk about that or anything else. Hour 3 is on the way.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.